Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate inspiration, education, and information. And I'm going to add optimism, even though that doesn't really rhyme. I'm going to throw it in there for a couple of weeks here. My name is Justin Mecha, and what we have been doing over the last couple of weeks is building hope through real estate. You see, friends, it's not just sticks and bricks that your fellow realtor and real estate professional are involved with on a regular basis. Many of us contribute countless hours to community efforts of all manners, all shapes and sizes. And so I want to kind of highlight a couple of those, especially as we enter this season where, you know, temperatures drop a little bit, things might slow down. I put a little emphasis on might, because for many of us, it still hasn't really slowed down. However, it's an opportunity for us to kind of look to our friends and family and maybe connect, reconnect, and just kind of reach out to our community. And I thought that, hey, let's talk about that. So one of my favorite efforts, and I'm going to say that, one of my favorite efforts in this valley comes from the good-hearted dedication of several men and women who volunteer, and some of them are on salary, their efforts to make the world a little bit better every day. They wake up, they pour their coffee, and that's where they go. Their mission is to make it a little bit better, a little bit brighter every day. And so that is the friends that I have over at the Habitat for Humanity of Flathead Valley and the Restore efforts. So Adam Tunnel is joining us this weekend, who is the manager of Restore. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Justin.
Hey, let me thank my sponsors really fast, because without them, this show wouldn't fly. Brian Murphy, Nika Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Adam, I know you know this story, and maybe there's one or two listeners who would like to hear it again. I got involved with the Habitat for Humanity a few years ago when Bob asked me to be a part of the home selection committee, which was actually quite an honor. And what I mean by that is it was an opportunity for me to really see the need, the residential need of our community. I was able to go into a couple of homes, interview the applicants, and then bring that all that to the committee, of which then they were chosen through various measures. Mm-hmm. And really what it was for me, though, was a humbling experience to see the real need. I mean, I was stepping into homes where families were working with half a bathroom. You know, there was a toilet, there was no sink.
Right.
So it's kind of like you have to go back to the kitchen to use the sink.
Yes.
There was an upstairs bedroom that was basically carved out of the attic with no insulation. And what the child was using for insulation was extra blankets. And we get a little cold here in Montana, so that's pretty rugged, you know?
It is, yes.
And these are houses that we drive by. We're on the highway, we're cruising to the lake, and you go by them and you don't even know.
You have no idea.
They're there. They're hidden in plain sight, really. So I got to thinking, Adam, we've kicked off this series, Building Hope Through Real Estate, and you do that every day at Restore, where Bob kindly reminds us $100 is a square foot of a child's bedroom.
Yes.
And so that when you either go there as a consumer and buy some lighting that you plan on using in your house or a rental property or an appliance or whatever it may be, or you donate something that you're not using anymore, of which my wife and I do a lot, because we fix and flip, or we remodel, and I carefully take the lighting fixtures apart instead of just throwing them away. I'm like, this could actually be maybe half a square foot of a kid's bedroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And with the Restore, it's really neat because we are able to, it's twofold. Because a lot of people, we sell so many headboards and bed frames.
Yeah.
We don't sell mattresses, but people come in and my mattress is on the floor.
Yeah.
And they get that, and it gives them that hope. And we were able to put people in a couch or they're not sitting on lawn chairs anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then it's twofold that every $100 is a square foot of a child's bedroom.
Yeah.
So we were able to work through it that way.
So it's you being kind of like front line to this housing pressure at that level, undoubtedly you've heard a lot of stories.
Tons.
Undoubtedly you've seen a lot of transformation in people's lives.
Tons. Yeah. Yes. And that's something that we really struggle with, is we can't help enough.
Yeah, okay.
We try so hard, and every day there's someone that comes in and
just there's another need.
Despair, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's really difficult. And,
yeah.
But when we are able to provide a service, and we have the 5 builds in Lakeside right now.
That's great.
Which is great. We just repurchased 2 homes in Columbia Falls, which those are getting rehomed here. We're going to have the dedication early next month for those 2 families. And just to put people in homeownership and to put them in a safe place is really rewarding.
Now you have a project going in Summers too, right?
We do. We just purchased some property in Summers that once all of the lakeside builds are done and everything, we're going to have the next project going into Summers, which will be 5 to 7 homes there.
Very cool. That's exciting.
Yes.
Is that a first time for the community of Summers?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yes.
Now, the 5 builds in Lakeside, that's been going on for a little while because that was somewhat delayed by the whole COVID thing,
COVID,
right?
COVID slowed us down quite a bit. Yeah. So we'll have a few of those finishing up here before the end of the year.
Oh, good.
So that'll be good and get a couple families in, and then we can keep chipping away at the rest of the build. So,
you know, if you're looking for a moment or an evening of hope, you need to attend the home dedication opportunities that Habitat does, because, oh my gosh, not a dry eye in the audience.
It's very, very neat. When I started with Habitat, about 2 weeks in, we dedicated the 6th Avenue Helms.
Yeah,
those three families. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was totally green. I had no idea what was going on. And Bob says, "You're going to speak. Okay, let's do it." And it was just one of the neatest experiences. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to the Columbia Falls ones and then Lakeside and Summers
very cool.
And just keep going.
So. Adam, we've got to take a quick break. Friends, we're hanging out with Adam Tunnel, Restore Manager, located on 93 South. We're building hope through real estate. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. We're building hope through real estate each weekend here as we go through this series. And man, grab a box of tissues. Get ready for these stories. Adam, Restore Manager, is hanging out with us this weekend. Bring a little bit of hope here. Not even a little, a lot of hope. Let's talk about
it,
Adam.
A lot of hope, yeah. Just our current build, we were down and showing the families.
And this is in Lakeside?
In Lakeside, yes. Yep. Showing the families their home, and it's just studded walls. This was a couple months ago, and I don't know if you've ever been in a studded wall construction.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of lines.
It's
like
lines,
sticks.
And it's hard to get that. And
see
and
it.
See where everything is. And one of the children from one of the families is lying in the floor. And Bob walked over and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he said, "This is my bedroom. This is where my bed's going to be." Yeah, and he was so excited to lie there and just
that's cool.
Get that little bit of
the imagination of this young child. You know, because you're right, Adam, when you're looking at a house that's at the point of framing,
right?
It's really hard to picture. You know, it's just a bunch of lines and it's almost like a maze. And you're like, "Oh, this is the hallway." I'm like, "I don't know. I can't see that."
Right.
Yet this kid is so full of hope and optimism that he already stenciled out his bedroom.
Yes. And he had placed his bed.
Beautiful.
He was lying where his bed was going to be.
That's wonderful.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. And just beyond that, I mean, from a previous build, our construction supervisor, Steve, loves the story and tells the story of another young child who wasn't even that excited about the house, but he was excited because he was going to get to play Little League with his friends.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't sign up without a residence. He couldn't sign up without an address.
Address.
Yes. So getting the address opened up so many more opportunities for him to be able to play Little League.
This is what I mean. You know, commonly we get in our cars, we drive to wherever we're going. We're driving past corners of our community where the need is just paramount. Here's a kid who wasn't able to play Little League because he hasn't had an address.
Right.
You know, something that I take for granted every day.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I just think about the stress of not knowing where you're going to stay.
Right.
And if it's safe. And
yep.
Our stresses don't go away.
Right.
So if you don't have to worry about that, you
right.
can worry about something else.
See, I hear it loud and clear. And I love your heart about this. It's like, you know what? There's more need than we can resolve.
Yes.
However, you know what? I'm going to pat you on the back and say, you're doing fine. You're
Thank
doing
you.
Really well.
Thank you. And
to touch
try.
The life of one. And you just shared two stories.
Absolutely.
Two kids whose lives are monumentally changed. One finally has an address, so now he can play Little League, mm-hmm. right? The other one is drawing his bedroom, right, for the first time. And that's the stuff that you work on, you and your team work on every day, every time the restore light is on, every time Bob Helder grabs his cup of coffee and he thinks about the next family that he's going to make an impact on, every time you look and scout for opportunity, like you shared with us last segment when you said, you know, we've got land in Summers that we're going to be working on.
Right.
Is there anything that we can do as a community other than shop the restore, shop the restore, shop the restore? I had to say it three times because you say it three times, people remember it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. That's right. Yeah. It's just like Beetlejuice. So yeah, let me go back there though. Let's start really small. $100 spent at Restore, which is either furniture,
appliances, area rugs, construction appliance, material, yeah. anything you can
yeah.
imagine.
Paint. Paint's fantastic. Yes. Yeah. You're going to paint the house anyways.
Right.
So go grab it at Restore real fast.
Right.
You know, and if you don't need to paint your house, paint your garage. Just paint something. Spend $100. Paint yes. something. Paint my house. That'd be great. Come over to my house and paint it. You know, and the $100 then becomes a square foot of a bedroom that a child begins to imagine what their life looks like. You see where this is going, friends? How just one small little thing creates such a mountain of hope.
Yes.
And that's where I wanted to go with the show. That's yes. what's happening in our community. And we're doing that every day. The beautiful people of Flathead Valley are changing the lives of others in Flathead Valley. Man, I love this stuff, Adam. I love this.
Yeah, and I'm just blown away by the generosity.
Yeah.
The donations that the Restore does get, the monetary donations that come yeah. in to Flathead or Habitat for Humanity of Flathead Valley. It's just it's the volunteerism, the community support is incredible, and that's a testimony for this area.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. So you were telling me during the break, there is an auction that you have going on or starting.
We do. At our new Summers properties, there is a wonderful 36 by 26 foot on a concrete pad shop.
The what? Yeah.
Stick-built shop.
36 by 26?
It's a big shop. Truss roof, steel metal siding, metal roofing. And we are auctioning that off. So we're doing a closed bid process right now.
Okay.
If you come to the Restore, you can get your informational packet. It has all the photos. It has the bid form. Just bring that by October 1st at 5 p.m. And whoever the highest bidder is will be notified and we'll develop a plan for you to get that shop off the property.
October 1 by 5 p.m. Get your bid in on this steel shop.
On the steel shop, yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. And you have photos of it at the Restore.
There's photos. There's informational packets. Follow us on Facebook. I've posted it there. You can just download the packet with
okay.
the bid form.
Cool.
Follow us on Facebook. If you're on our loyalty mailing list, you got an email about it.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, thank you for your efforts and your team. Please thank them as well for bringing a little bit of hope in our valley each and every day with the efforts that you do at Habitat for Humanity and the Restore Project.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. This is the Flathead Home Show, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. You be safe out there. Be well. Be warm. Keep that hope going. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.